AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will be traveling to Louisiana later this week to get a look at damage from Hurricane Ida.
We absolutely would not go if it would take away from relief efforts. And this is a trip that will be that is being planned in close coordination with leaders on the ground to ensure it's the right time to go.
There is a lot to clean up. There was an encouraging sign today. Energy company Entergy says some homes in New Orleans have their power back. This is New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We do anticipate additional progress there, but it will be gradual, incremental. But that's what we know. That's how it's always been. But seeing the progress sooner rather than later is absolutely a step in the right direction.
Because of Ida, the New Orleans Saints moved their September 12th home opener to Jacksonville, Florida. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley was asked if the U.S. could work with the Taliban to go after ISIS-K in Afghanistan.
It's possible.
The group claimed responsibility for the attack near the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was more cautious in responding to the AP's Robert Burns.
Going forward, Bob, I would not want to make any predictions.
Milley called the Taliban a ruthless group, and whether or not they change remains to be seen. Police in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, are looking for a suspect. A student was shot and wounded at a local high school. A school spokeswoman says all other students are safe. North Carolina House Republicans have given final legislative approval to a bill to limit how teachers can discuss certain racial concepts inside the classroom. Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, is likely to veto the bill. A lead firefighter says they lucked out a bit in Lake Tahoe in California. Stiff winds and searing temperatures they had feared failed to materialize around the huge Caldor fire. This is AP News. An Afghan couple embraced for the first time in more than a year at Dulles Airport near Washington, D.C. Mansurullah Gauss married his wife, Krishma, 3 years ago. He is in the U.S. She was still in Afghanistan.
She's saying that I'm very happy right now, but it was really hard to get to here.
Krishma had been trying many times to reunite with her husband.
The Taliban attacked Afghanistan, then the embassy shut it down, so she couldn't get a visa. Thanks to the God, and she got so lucky and came here.
It was a stressful situation.
She was feeling danger, but once she went inside the airport, there was U.S. armies. So I talked to her many times. She said, "I'm happy. I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm gonna get out of here."
Non-citizens arriving from Afghanistan are being taken to one of several military bases near airports. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.